This goes to Roberta, Sue, Han, H-A-H-N, and like November, P like practice. Fax 989-303-4993. Regarding Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Sitek, S-Y-T-E-K. Date of birth 7/16 of 1951. Dear Sue, this is a consultation for Mrs. Sitek, who was sent for evaluation of microalbuminuria. The patient reports that she's actually been successfully losing weight, and since she has lost weight, she's lowered her blood pressure and her diabetes is actually much more under control. She denies any chest pain or palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood, no edema, no neuropathy. She does have some shoulder pain bilaterally and occasionally uses Tylenol for that pain. Past medical history is significant for hypertension for many years, type 2 diabetes for at least 12 years, allergic rhinitis, obstructive sleep apnea, anxiety, osteoporosis, and degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history, she's had a tonsillectomy, carpal tunnel release, and hernia repair. Social history, she's an ex-smoker. She quit smoking in 1976. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is a widow and is retired from child care working. Family history is significant for asthma and cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she's allergic to penicillin, codeine, and Keflex. Medications, amlodipine with benazepril 10/21 daily, saline nasal spray twice daily to each nostril, diclofenac gel 1%, she applies that to her shoulders four times a day as needed, oral ibuprofen 400 milligrams, one every 12 hours as needed, and this is rarely used. Magnesium, 250 milligram, one daily. Metformin, 500 milligrams, 1.5 tablets, up to twice a day. Omega-3 fatty acids, one daily. Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram daily. Vitamin D3, 1,000 units once daily. Calcium with vitamin D, one daily. Centrum Silver, one daily. Allegra Allergy, 180 milligram daily as needed for allergies. Boniva, 150 milligram once a month. Tylenol, 500 milligram, one every 12 hours as needed for pain. And she's currently on clindamycin, 150 milligram every 6 hours for an infected tooth post-extraction. Physical exam, height is 62 inches, weight 161 pounds. Blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70, pulse 79, oxygen saturation 97% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no palpable masses, no pulsatile areas, non-tender. Extremities, there's no edema. Pedal pulses are 2+, bilaterally, brisk capillary refill, and sensation intact in all extremities. Labs, most recent lab studies, were done February 4th of 2023. Creatinine 0.71, electrolytes normal, calcium 9.7, albumin 4.4, liver enzymes are normal, hemoglobin 13.4 with normal white count and normal platelets. Her hemoglobin A1C was 5.9 most recently, and her microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 51, so in the microscopic range of albuminuria. Assessment and plan, microalbuminuria secondary to diabetic nephropathy and hypertension. We've asked the patient to get labs every 6 months. We want her to continue her Lotril currently with the benazepril. That is the best treatment for the microalbuminuria. We've advised her to minimize or eliminate oral nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drug use and to use Tylenol and the topical NSAID instead. And patient verbalized understanding. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 1 year. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.